If I am not using my smile, I am like a man with $1 million in the bank and no checkbook. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bailey, Dean of the University of Healing here in Chapel, California, with instant illumination. If I am not using my smile, I'm like a man with $1 million in the bank and no checkbook. Yes, no checkbook. Can you conceive of having a lot of money in the bank and having it in there in a trust, and you can't take it out until you're a certain age or until certain conditions happen? Can you imagine that you have a great treasury and you are told that in this treasury is infinite wealth, and you're not told how to get in the treasury? You're told that it's your treasury, it belongs just to you, and you're not told how to get to the treasure, how to get in there, even where it's at, even where it's located. You just don't know. Now, if I'm not using my smile, I'm like a person who has an infinite treasure and has not got the key to the treasury. I'm like a person who has infinite wealth and has no ability to draw upon that wealth and use it. You know, each one of us can smile. Each one of us can put a smile on our face and be a happy, happy, wonderful person if we choose. And as we choose to do that, wonderful things happen to us. The day opens, bright stars shine, the world is a sparkling place, and we feel good and very good. We feel wonderful and very wonderful. You know, it reminds me of the tales of Uncle Remus, and he's talking about being happy and doing wonderful things, and he says, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, I've got a blessing coming my way. So, we open up the bank, we open up our checking account, we open up our infinite abundance by singing, by opening our hearts, by opening our hearts. And the key to opening our heart is our smile. When we smile and we listen to the divine within us, everything works for us. Everything pours wealth into our being, and we are so fabulous and so wonderful and so joyous, we cannot imagine how it could ever be otherwise. We are now with our checkbook. We are now with that wonderful checkbook. You know, I told you the story about I was speaking in a church, and the people were so thrilled with what I had to say. They were so happy with it. They said, how can we ever give you an honorarium equal to what you gave us? It is so wonderful. And I said, well, try. I said, just go right ahead and try. Well, you're worth $30 million. Well, write me a check for $30 million then. You see, if you really believe it, go and do it. Well, they didn't have the courage to do that, just because they didn't have that in their checking account. They could have written me a check for $30 million and said, here, cash it when we let you know that it's valid. But meanwhile, just hold on to it. Now, you say, that's not good banking procedures. That's not good way to do things. You just should not do that. And now, if they had done that, I would have taken that $30 million check, but they didn't know this, but I would have taken that $30 million check and countersigned it back to them and said, put this into your fund today and act as though you just received $30 million and watch how everything in your world changes. Your attitude changes, your thoughts change, your ideal about yourself changes. But we don't really have it. Hey, I didn't really have it either, but I gave it to you. How could I give something to you that I didn't have? If I didn't have it, I couldn't give it. I must have had it. I must have had $1 million worth of smiles, and I'm giving them back to you. Oh, that's being silly. That's not being realistic. That's not being, yeah, I don't know what it's not being, but it's not being. Oh, yes, it is being. You see, one thing all of us can do, we can give away our smiles. We can give away our happiness. We can give away the joy that we are. And as we give this away, it comes back 100-fold. And so where our bank account may not have had the $30 million a moment before, once we start giving away joy as though we had $30 million in our account, the money will be there. You watch and see. But do you have the ability to give away something you apparently do not have, that in all appearances you do not have? You know, when Bill Gates walks into a restaurant, nobody says to him, Bill Gates, pay this, Bill Gates, pay that. They're not the slightest bit worried. He's an honorable man, he always pays, but they never ask him. And he does these things in perfect divine order. I was telling a friend of mine who had a big handful of keys, and I said, you know, Richard, the higher a man is in his corporation or his company, the less keys he has, until finally he is the big, big boss, and he has no keys at all. But there's always someone there to jump to open the door for him, to jump to get his car, to jump to do anything he wants. You see, it's not how much we have, it's how much we believe. Now, you say, well, the big man, and he became a big man, and so therefore people jumped for him. No, he didn't become a big man and people jumped for him. He was a big man and people jumped for him. When you walk into a place, are you acting like some person who has nothing, or are you acting like some person who has everything? Are you acting like a person who is abundant, who is rich, who is powerful, or a person who the janitor wouldn't even give you the time of day? Think about that. Think about that. What type of person do you look like? Do you look like a wealthy, healthy, happy person, or do you look like a sad, doesn't have type person? It's up to you. It's up to me. However I appear to the world, that's how the world responds to me. However I act to the world, that's the way the world responds to me. Everyone who comes to the University of Healing here, to the monastery, they say, oh, you must be very wealthy people. And we cannot deny that we are very wealthy people. We may not have large amounts that we choose to spend all the time, but we always have everything that we need. We always have everything that we need. We live in the consciousness of abundance. We live in the consciousness of opulence. And as we live in this opulent consciousness, that's what we experience. We're not foolish about it, but we live in the opulent consciousness. This you can do, this I can do, this we can all do. And when we do it, wow, watch the miracles. If I'm not using my smile, I'm like a man with $1 million in the bank and no checkbook. How about you? Where's your checkbook? Good question. Okay. Remember, I'm independently wealthy, and I love you. I love you. I love you.